with us to up in Canton, Ohio, for the Jimmy Evans Marriage Conference. Amen.
Amen.
We had a good time, did we not? Those couples that were here, amen. We had a good time. We learned a lot, not just for your marriage, but for your family. Amen. And so we enjoyed it so much that we are going to also bring it here to Bright Star. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. Whenever I learn something new or I see something that's exciting that's going to help God's people, I don't mind bringing it on home. Amen. And so you listen up for the announcement for the Jimmy Evans XO Conference. Amen. And so we'll be ready to do that very soon. Amen. And so today, we're here celebrating 56 years. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise for it. Some of you haven't been here the whole 56 years, like Sister Morris. Amen. But you've been here for a while. How many of you been here for at least 40 years?
I've been here
at least 40 years. And I heard somebody say, I just turned 42 since I was born. How many been here 30 years? 30 years. Amen. 25 years. You ain't even 25 years. Amen. 20 years.
Christian almost.
Amen. 23. Amen. Anybody here? 15 years.
I'm close.
Amen. Close, amen. Sir. You just turned 15. Amen. Amen. 15. 10 years.
I'm older than that, but you know.
How many been here between 5 and 10? 5 and 10. Amen. How many been here between 1 and 5? Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Praise God for all of you. Amen. It don't matter when you got here. You're here now. Amen. Look somebody tell me, I'm here now. Amen. Somebody else said I was prophesied to be here. Amen. Amen. So we praise God for all of you. Listen, today I just have one scripture we're going to focus on today. Amen. And what God can do. Amen. I'm looking at 1 John chapter 5. You don't have to get your Bibles. It's up on the screen. Amen. Y'all ready? Here we go. Look. It says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Do I have anyone to believe that Jesus is the Christ? Where you at? Where you at? I wonder who I'm working with today. Amen. Amen. So therefore, you're born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. Amen. This is how we know. This is how we know. This is how we know that we love the children of God. Huh? By loving God and carrying out his commandments. Amen. Then it says, this is love for God, to obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. Look at somebody and tell them, the Bible ain't here to kill you.
Amen.
The Bible is here to help you. Tell them again, the Bible's not here to kill you. The Bible is here to help you. So start reading your Bible.
Start reading
your Bible. Amen. 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 Some people read it, oh, I got to read the Bible. I don't understand the King James Version. But you gotta understand what it says in the book of Revelation. Blessed is anyone who reads this word. He said, if you had to understand it or not, just try reading it, amen? And see what God will do once you put it in you. He'll pull it out. Can I get a witness in the house?
Amen.
You go to do something, the word of God will just rise up in your spirit. You know better than that, amen. For everyone, all y'all say y'all are born again. All right. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. Amen. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. It's saying if you want to overcome the world, you got to have some faith. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes, well, in fact, only he or she who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Anybody believe Jesus is the Son of God? You look at your neighbor and tell them, you already an overcomer. Let me just pull out verse number four. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. So don't let the world try to trip you up. You've already overcome the world. Amen. No matter what's going on in the world, you've already overcome the world. I don't care what the world try to pull up, bring up, slide up, slide Let me go another. How many got faith in God to do the impossible? So this morning, I just want to tell the church, 56 years, and quitting is not an option.
Yeah.
Look at somebody, tell them, 56 years, and quitting is not an option. Tell them again, 56 years, and quitting is not an option. Tell them one more time, tell somebody else, 56 years, say it like you mean it, and quitting. Can I get some witnesses in the building? Today I want to focus on the simple truth that it has been 56 years and quitting is not an option.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. I know I asked you how long you've been here. It don't matter if you've been here 1 year or all 56 years. This is not the time to stop.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. This is not the time to throw in the towel. This is not the time to give up. Just because your prayer hasn't been answered lately. Hello, they don't mean God is going to answer your prayer. Your prayer just been delayed. Your prayer been put on hold. Your prayer been waiting on you to grow up and mature so God can give you what you've been asking for. Because some of us been asking for stuff we can't handle right now. 56 years, 56 years, 56 years. Quitting is not an option. 56 years, and it's been by the grace and the mercy of God that you made it this far. Can I get a witness? We come this far, and we pray to our Heavenly Father, and we pray that He will continue to give us grace and mercy so we can achieve more for Him. Happy anniversary, Bright Star.
Happy anniversary.
God will continue to supply our needs, not according to what we have or according to how we can get, but according to His riches and glory. I come by today to encourage us.
Yeah.
Because in 56 years, we've seen some things. Good,
bad,
and ugly. We've seen some things happen right outside these windows. Right outside on these streets. We've seen some things. There's been times some of us old Bright Starians know. We will walk up to the church and there'll be gambling on the church step. Hello, somebody. There'll be prostitution going on. There'll be drug deals going on. We could be preaching right here and drug deals going on right here. But look at it today. God is doing some amazing things. Hello, hello. The street is so clean that people don't live on the street, park their cars on our street. Because they know this is holy ground. I asked my brother, why you park your car here when you live over there? He said, because I know my car's safe right there. 56 years, there's been times when we've incurred some problems. 56 years, there have been times when we've struggled. 56 years, there's been times when some of us have felt like quitting.
Yeah.
But look at somebody and say, I'm still here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yet, we persevered. In God's strength, we carried on. We let God's love and mercy and grace carry us to greatness. When there was no hope, God was our hope. When there seemed to be no way, how many know God made a way? Tell Pharaoh to let that money go.
Yeah.
When our strength was gone, God has been our strength. When we needed guidance and encouragement to persevere, God has been faithful all 56 years. God guided us through those difficult times. We persevered, we endured, we overcome, we survived. Now we are thriving in what God has called us to do. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm more than a survivor.
More than a survivor.
I'm thriving in God.
Thriving in God.
We did not quit because God is with us for 56 years. The Lord has brought this church this far by faith. We used to sing the song, We Come. We used to march up to that. See, y'all remember y'all this song. You just messed up that back on the song. Yeah, amen. Listen. He brought us this far. We have lost some families. We lost some friends. We lost some loved ones. And we've lost some members who have paved the way for us. Hello, I think about Deacon David Brantley. You want to look at a picture of a deacon, you look up deacon in the encyclopedia of Google, you're going to see this picture. Because he was a deacon. There was never a day we come in his church, he wasn't already here. He didn't already have a heat on. And back then, you had to do some stuff to get the heat on. Hello, how many of you remember that boiler, that big old boiler we had down? Hey man, you got to go down, you got to stoke that thing up, try to get it on. It took me 20 minutes to get the heat on. You didn't have to just push no button back then. Amen. I think about Sister Wynn. Look at the older, younger people back then. Amen. Amen. All y'all chewing gum right now, you wouldn't be chewing no gum right now.
Spit it out.
She don't say nothing. She don't say nothing. She didn't play. Amen. She did not play. Some women did not play. Amen. Sister Gloria Pearson, she could sing the roof off this church. She could sing, as I travel, here and there, showing the love of the whole church up. I know the Lord. Amen. 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 But look around, and we can still see the essence of them in this
building
because of the impression that they left. This Christian life, living daily as a disciple of Jesus Christ, it's not an easy option. If we're honest, we know that there's been times we struggle to live in the way that God has commanded us to live. Can I get a witness? Amen. That's right. Take the mask off now. Take it off now. Take it off. You can quit pretending now because God already knows your heart. He knows where you come from. He knows what you've been through. Amen. He knows you inside and out. And don't know, please don't be in here looking at somebody else like you're better than them. Oh, no. We all have sin. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. We all got some kind of past that we have. Amen. Some of us used to be liars, cussers, amen, clutters, amen, and shooters, amen, drug pushers, drunks. Now we're trying to
run. No, yeah.
Preach. Amen. But we learned in the conference that you got to unpack your bag.
Amen.
We all carrying some kind of baggage. Shut up, Trayvon. We all carrying some kind of baggage with us. Amen. And if somebody really looked in your suitcase, they probably slide down a couple of seats. Because once they peeked into what your stuff is, they don't want to be close. Because you know what your baggage is. Don't sit in here like you ain't got no luggage. Some of us' luggage is bigger than others. Brother said yesterday, he said on Friday night, he said some of us got a duffel bag. But then he said some of us got the big old U-Haul truck backing up. So you got some baggage. Just what size is it? And can you unpack it? Can you deal with it? Amen. So we all got something we're dealing with. And being in the church 56 years, this church haven't been untouched by problems. This church haven't been untouched by situations. This church haven't been untouched by envy and jealousy. Amen. We in it just like everybody else in it. And if you're a child of God, just trying to do what God called you to do, somebody gonna come up against you. Somebody gonna test whether or not you really a Christian, sir. And you can tell the folks who's trying to test you, because as soon as they test you, they say this, I thought you was a Christian. So we all got something that we're dealing with, amen? And so this Christian life is not an easy journey. Just because you got Jesus don't mean it's going to be a bed of roses. So perhaps this morning you need some encouragement to persevere. Maybe right now there's something happening in your life that's causing you problems. Maybe right now you're struggling and you have been praying to God, asking God, why is this happening to me right now? Why am I going through, Lord? What am I going to do? What can I get from all of this, God? Maybe you're at a place where you've even prayed, Lord, you said you would be with me. Lord, you said you would help me. Lord, in our own strength we will fail, but with God, can I get a witness? All things are possible. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Everybody know who he is, you know? And I hope everybody in here know who he is. Amen. Amen. We know what God can do. And in the words of Bishop Hill, God will do that thing. God did that thing. That's it. God did that thing. Yeah. What did he do? For you. Somebody should have shouted right there because you thought about when you was in your mess. God loves you anyway. Amen. 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 We know that God can do the impossible. Psalms 146:1 reminds us, it says, God is our refuge and strength. Not the talk show host.
No.
Not television. Not your co-workers. God is our refuge and strength. Always ready to help in times of trouble. So if the psalmist said that, always ready to help in times of trouble, tells me that we're going to have some times of trouble. But God is there to help us through our times of trouble. God will help us in our trials. He alone is our strength and our shield. Don't focus on your situation. Don't focus on what you can't see. Trust God in every trial and tribulation that you go through. Amen. Why? Because God has a purpose for everything that we go through. Can I get away? They can make us stronger in our faith and draw us closer to God. James 1:2-4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith. Faith gonna produce something. Something gonna grow in you when you have the faith in God. Something's gonna happen on the inside that God's gonna witness on the outside. Faith produces perseverance. You're gonna stick in there. You ain't gonna give up so easy. Why? Because you got faith in God. Not on your situation, not on your money, not on your pocketbook, not on your education, but your faith is in God. So that's why you stay in there. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature. Why you ain't got some stuff? Right. Where is your faith? Yeah. Have you been able to persevere? Can God trust you with what he's about to give you? Yeah. And it says, not lacking anything.
Yeah.
Don't quit. Don't give up. Remember, the hand of God is at work in your life. So as he told him in Deuteronomy 3:16, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not what? Panic or be anxious, having anxiety attacks. Hello, somebody. Hello. The Bible said don't be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. Quit fretting about what you don't have. Start talking about to God what you need, and he'll surprise according to his riches and glory. Don't panic. Don't have no panic attacks, anxiety attacks, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. If God's going ahead of me, he already know where I'm going. He's already pushing haters. He's already opening doors. He's already making ways. All we got to do is walk in his favor. And watch what God will do. He said, I go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. In other words, God ain't going to fail. And guess what? God ain't going to leave you alone. Some of us know we done called on some folk, they didn't come through.
Right.
We done called on some folks and they done disappeared. Yeah. Done blocked you out. Yeah. Done blocked your phone number out. They don't have your number no more. God will not abandon his children. If you are in Christ this morning, If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have been saved, you have been adopted into the family of God, and now you are a child of God. Look at somebody, tell them I'm a child of God. That's when we have to learn how to ask God to help us as we trust Him, have faith as we speak to Him in prayer, read His Word, trust His promises, trust His grace, and trust His mercy. Look at somebody and tell them, don't quit. You got to believe in His promises. Trust in Him because the Almighty God is with you. God can help you in every situation and circumstances. Listen, listen. May our testimony be the same as the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:13. I can do
all things.
I can do
all things.
Some things. A few things. Every now and then. Look at somebody and tell them, I can read.
All things.
Not on my strength. Not on my power, but I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. So quit looking at me when I'm doing what God called me to do. Quit looking at me hating on me because God has given me some blessings. Quit looking at me when God has anointed me to do some great things in this world. Quit looking at me as God to anoint you. You can't be me, and I ain't trying to be you. When folks start hating on you, they ain't hating you, they hating the Jesus in you. Because that's who gave you the strength to do what you were called to do. God knows all the troubles and problems that you and I face. God promised coverage the entire range of our circumstances and situations. Our needs, our troubles, our problems. God wants us to trust Him and His promises for help in the time of need. The word of God spoke to Joshua in Joshua 1:9. He said, and it also is relevant to us today. He says, this is my commandment. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is what? Where? On your job? In your house? Driving in your car? Hello, hello. In church? Hello, hello, hello. At the barber shop, at the beauty shop. Hello, hello. Wherever you go, when you lost in your sin, at the club, hello somebody. God is still. You can't hide from God. I know the lights be dim in the club, and you can't even see what you drink and have the time on it. And you don't really know how he looks. You don't really know how she looks. Because the lights go low, and you try to bring your phone out, acting like you're trying to know your home, but you're trying to shine a little light on you. God don't need no flashlight. He see you in the dark. He see you in your sin. He see you when you're doing right. And Joshua's final words to the people of Israel in Joshua 23:14 are also relevant as well. Deep in your hearts, you know that every promise of the Lord your God has come true. You got to understand who Joshua is talking to. He's talking to a generation that a generation before them was freed from Egypt. And everything God said He would do, He did. He provided a way through the Red Sea. Hello, somebody. He provided manna from heaven. Hello, somebody. He provided a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Come on, come on. He delivered them out of the hands of their enemies. He shined upon them everywhere that they would go so that His name would be glorified. God ain't doing it for you. He's doing it for His glory. As soon as you proclaim you're a child of God, God got to step up and make known that you are His child. Yeah, you might go through every now and then, but guess what? God is still right there. Lord ain't going to fail you. He's going to be right there with you. And everything that God has promised, He will come through. The songwriter put it this way. Don't give up on God. Can I say it one more time? Don't give up on God. Because he won't give up on you. He's able. You got to get to the he's able. Because that's why he won't give up on you. Because he's able to bring you through. He's able to put up a standard before you. He is able. Look at these verses. Look at these things. Psalm 56:5. Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your faithfulness is 119:90. Your faithfulness extends to every generation. To every generation. Quit talking about there's generational curses in your family. We've been doing it from generation to generation to generation to generation. God's faithfulness extends to this generation. What are we speaking? We speak in life or we speak in death. Amen. It is as enduring as the earth you created. Limitations. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Every morning you get a brand new mercy. Every morning you get a brand new grace. Every mercy God is shining up on you. Every morning you get a brand new favor from God. Corinthians. God will do this. What you want him to do? God will do this. For he is faithful to do what he says. And he has invited you into partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 2 Thessalonians. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. God got your back. You ain't got to worry about the evil one. You got to worry about your evil one, your enemy. You ain't got to worry about that. Hebrews 10, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to what? Keep his promise. So persevere, church. Don't quit. God is faithful. Trust him. The Bible clearly shows having faith in God is more than just a one-off direction to follow Christ. The Bible clearly tells us that we are to persevere and increase in faith. Can I say this real quick? On Wednesday night, doing our Bible study, we had a question that was asked to us on a scale of one being the lowest amount of faith in God and 10 being the most. Rate how much faith in God you think you have.
She went to potty.
So people was to ask you on a scale of one, those of you went to night, go to my brother, I'm going to say.
She went to potty.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think your faith is?
Yeah.
You're 1.
You're 3.
You're 5. You're 7. You're 9. Might be a 10. Where my 10 level faith, folks? Anybody 10 level faith? Amen. Y'all have any between 5 and 9? 5 and 9. Amen. Where my 2 to 5? You got 2 to 5. Where my 1s at?
2, 9. Some days.
2, 9.
And the 1s at 8. Be honest. Amen. Be honest. We all have different levels of faith. But I don't care if you have a 1 or a 10. God's going to require, God's going to answer according to your faith. And he said if you have the faith, the size of mustard seed. That's a level 1 faith right there. He said if you have the faith, the size of a mustard seed, you can say to yonder mountain, be moved, and the mountain will move because you got that level 1 faith. So it don't matter if I got a 1 or a 10, God's going to work on my behalf. Because faith is faith. And he tells us to go from faith to faith. God has done when you had that level of faith. And that takes you to another. When he already done delivered groceries when you didn't have nothing in the refrigerator. Hello. And then all of a sudden you go up to that next level. You have faith that God gonna give you some place to live better than where you are. He done took you to another level of faith. Because then you got another level of faith. And then you got that faith. You start, then at that level you start speaking stuff. See, when you're at level one, you don't speak much. But when you get up to my level six or seven, you start speaking stuff as if they know, even though you don't see it there. Your faith never starts telling you, I believe what God can do. I believe how God will make a way. I know you said you never leave and never forsake you. I'm just trusting God right now. I ain't got nothing on the table. I ain't got nothing but God. Don't make a way. See, everybody ain't at that level yet. They still just trying to get it worked out. But when you get to an 8 or when you get to a 10, you start walking a little different. You start talking a little different. You start waving your hands and watch stuff move. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest friend. A holy name.
Oh, I'm so sleepy.
On Jesus' name. Sink and sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Listen, God has a perfect plan for you. God has a destiny for you. There are times when God's plan for us are obvious. And there are times when we just get a glimpse of God's plan. The challenge for us is to keep on keeping on. Even when life presses in, you need to just hold on, as the old folks would say, and see what the end is going to be. Now, right now, in your circumstances, in your situation, have faith. Don't quit. Just dare. I dare you to trust God in the in-between time. The in-between, what's the in-between time? In between prayer and answer. Trust in the in-between time. Amen. From confession to forgiveness. Trust him in the in-between time. Amen. Between where you are right now and where you will be in the long run. There are moments when you feel the needle moving in your life. There are days when you feel like you're in the right lane. Amen. And you feel a whole cloud of witnesses just cheering you on for the race you're running. But there are other days. Well, there's other days where heaven is kind of silent. And you can't hear nothing or feel nothing from God. There are other days when it feels like you're just running on a dirt track and just getting dusty all over. There are days when you don't even know which way is up. There are days when you ask, am I really a Christian? Because a Christian shouldn't be going through this much. There are some days when we know that God ain't showing up at all. There are some days that some of us know that we wish those days would be over quicker. But we gotta be like Job. I'm gonna wait till my change comes. I'm gonna wait until God brings about a difference. I'm gonna wait. Because I know I'm more than a conqueror. I know I'm strong and courageous. I know what God can do. I know I will reap a harvest if I faint not. If I just hold on, God's going to change your hand. Listen, remember, quitting is not an option. Maybe some days you'll need God's help just to put one foot in front of the other. Some of us need to ask God, Lord, help me out the bend. Anybody been there? Yeah. Anybody? Don't play with me anymore. You in bed and you don't even feel like getting up. You got to ask God for some strength, Lord, help me. Anybody ever did a body check while you lay in bed? You just lay there and you just start wiggling something. You start exercising in bed. Especially on days like this when it's cold outside and you already under the blanket. Hello. You already under the blanket. Amen. And at about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to get up and go to the bathroom.
I get that.
There are times when God has to get us up out of bed. Because he knows that we got work to do. Amen. Tell somebody to get up anyway.
Get up anyway.
There's some days that we have to trust God. That we need to keep on praying, keep on standing, keep on working. Maybe some days you feel like the only success was that you didn't quit. All of those days are times when God will help you. I said at the start, the Christian life, living daily as a disciple of Jesus is not an easy life. Yet by faith in Christ, you will seek not to be moved You will not be defeated by power or power. In the midst of your trials and difficulties and circumstances and situations, God's hand is in it. In Christ, we are called not to be quitters. We are called to be overcomers. We are called to be victorious. We got to understand, in the Greek, most often translated word for overcomer stems from the word Nike. And you wonder where Nike came from. It's a Greek word that means overcomer.
Wow.
It's a Greek word that
means
I didn't know that.
Carry all the victory.
All right.
That's why they say Nike, just do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As children of God, just do it. The Bible teaches us to recognize that the world is a battleground, not a playground. You get playing with the world, you're going to mess yourself up. You can't go playing around in the devil's sandbox and thinking you're not going to get dirty.
Amen.
You can't go playing. It's a battleground. God has called us to go to battle. That's why he tells us to dress in the full armor of God. But God don't leave us defenseless. Paul wrote eloquently in Romans 8:35-39. He speaks of the power that the believers have through the Holy Spirit to overcome. In Romans 8:37, he says this: in all these things, we are more than what?
Conquerors.
What?
Conquerors.
What?
Conquerors.
You gotta know who you are. You gotta know who God built you to be. We are more than conquerors through him who what? Who loved us. Or as the NLT translated verse, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours.
Right.
Oh, can I say that one more time?
Yeah.
Overwhelming victory is what you need victory over today.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't need to look at nobody else, Pastor. I just need victory over me. I put myself into a bad place.
Yeah.
I done talked myself down.
Yeah.
Hello. I ain't got to use no haters to talk bad. I done talked bad about myself.
Say that.
Yeah. Overwhelming victory is yours through Christ, whom loves us. You don't know anything about you. Christ loves you.
Yeah.
You might not have ever heard anybody love you or never know right now. Christ loves you. He loved you so much he gave his life. So you and I have a right to be in your life. 1 Corinthians 15:27. But thank God. He gives us victory over sin. Y'all ready for the next word? I'm gonna be done in a minute. I don't got any more.
Yeah.
Over sin and what?
Yes. Yeah.
So that means I ain't got to be scared of death.
Amen.
Death has no power. Death has no power over me. And so even while I'm living, if something seems to be dead, I can speak life and bring it back to life.
Yeah.
I have the prophet that these bones live. Took him to the valley of dry bones and he said, can these bones live? Well, Lord, if you say so, he said, then speak, then prophesy to the bones. And he starts speaking to the bones, and when he starts speaking to the bones, the Bible said the bones start coming together. The foot bone connected to the ankle bone connected to the leg bone connected to the knee bone connected to the thigh bone. I know that now. I ain't gonna get all the way up to the head, amen. I stopped because I might have messed up somewhere in my life. So I just stopped right there, amen. But we gotta understand, even if we think it's dead, God can bring it back alive. It's never too late for what God can do in your life. John 1:5, which is our scripture today. For every child of God defeats this evil world. And we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I heard a quote by a preacher and author named Chris Valentine. He said, "There is no victory without a battle. No testimony without a test. And no miracles without an impossible circumstance." Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 1:6. "I am certain that God who began a good work within you," hello somebody, "will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ returns." God gonna finish what he started in you. You can do it willingly, or you can go through some stuff and you'll finally get there. So you can be obedient like Jesus and say, "I come to do the will of my Father," or you can be like John. You'll still get there, but you're gonna go through some stuff. Amen. You just be better off just doing what God called you to do. Amen. I know some of us look at the task God put before. I don't know. Like, yes, you can, because with God's help, you can do anything. He called you to that new business, do it. He called you to be an entrepreneur, do it. He called you to work in the church, do it. He called you to be a missionary, do it. He called you to talk to your neighbors, do it. Whatever God has called you to do, just do it. Amen. Have faith, persevere. The Lord did not bring us this far to leave us now. Bright Star has been 56 years, and quitting is not an option. Give the Lord a praise.